the internet, so you can call your church and tell them they can watch it. Your ministers, they can watch it. Just open up to the public. And then I want to give a forward revelation before I start ministering to pastors here. You may be seated. Pastors who are here, forward revelation that I got full day this morning. And I think it's really important to God. And let me say it this way. We know how money cometh is going throughout the world. Been going and it will never die. These two words, there's two other words the Lord have given me for the body of Christ. And all of you all pastors will have a chance to participate. You got to catch the spirit of it. And I'll start ministering in a little while. You got to catch the spirit of it. But I heard the voice of the Lord says, generational salvation. Generational salvation. Write that down. Generational salvation. And what the Lord instructed me is we are losing a whole generation to internet, to texting, to all of this technology and stuff the world offering them. And we think we're keeping them, but we're not. So here's what the instruction the Lord gave me. Salvation, you know, is a word that includes more than just being saved to go to heaven. Yes, sure. It includes the word deliverance, yeah, right. Didn't it? Safety, sound, wholeness. And so most of our young people, and watch what age I'm going to deal with, from 11 to 36, every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, I will teach them out of a syllable on how to break habits, how to change behavior, how to watch what the enemy is using to call them off track, how to be in the church but not moving in the spirit, and all I'm going to deal with is their mind. The only access Satan has to any Christian is their mind. So we talk about we're going to teach them how to be spiritually minded, how to be singly minded, how to be sound minded, and how to have a sober mind. And many will walk out of habits. I mean, this is the answer to adultery. This is the answer to lesbianism, homosexuality, drugs, the whole answer. Satan don't have more than one way. Any trouble you've been having as a Christian, the only way he got to you is through your mind. The only access, no demon, no power, any demon got no, is access to your mind. And so, and then the Lord told me about that. He says, now I want all of them to memorize Romans 12, 1 through 3. So every one of them. I was telling them that you want to bring your grandchildren, you want to bring whoever from 11 to 36, and probably extended higher than that because we lost one or two generations, I believe. All right? I'll start that Sunday morning, right after this meeting. Sunday evening, I mean, at 6 o'clock. Then I laid up there, prayed in tongues, prayed about the meeting all night, tell you the truth. Sometimes Jesus prayed all night. I prayed all night. And then laying up there praying in tongues, my wife's sleeping. I pray low enough for her sleep. And when he told me that generational salvation, that's good for you, son. I'm talking about Dan boy too. Generational salvation. Now those words are gonna carry a clout, and you got a big enough church, and you can have it on Sunday evening. I mean, ministry is for a time. You're laying around, man. You got to go ahead and go to work. And then the Lord told me that he said to me, he says, the 51st Psalm. I said, what? He said, David sinned, but he didn't make a habit of it. You remember he cried out, oh, Lord, create me a clean heart, renew a right spirit into me. What else he said? Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. These people, they ain't got no joy. These young people got more sin in their life than all of them too. They ain't got no joy. And so we have to teach them how to get back to restore. Not only restoring to the joy, Daniel, not only restoring to the joy, but we have to back up and show them the revelation of joy. Some of them don't have nothing to restore. They never were introduced to the joy of salvation. And I'll talk more about that this week, and I'll make it through my secretary and through Tracy, make it available on the internet or some way for y'all to get the syllables. Okay? That book this thick. my secretary outlined it for me. It's this thick, but it got some information in it. Now, me and my younger son, we're going to teach it every Sunday evening. I'm going to rotate with him. I'm going to teach it a while. Darnell, then I'm going to rotate with him. We're going to teach it to the youth. From 11 years old, my little granddaughter, she's 11. What I'm going to do Sunday is bring all my grandchildren and my family up to the pulpit and introduce my grandchildren and let them see how significant it is to have your family understand what salvation really means. And I would like for you boys to start it. It might not be a Sunday evening with your lazy self, but on Sunday evening to do it, to train those children, man. They're lost. You got them in your church? They're lost as a baboon in a hailstorm with shade on at midnight. They're lost, and they need help. And God is calling LTMA as your leader, as your apostle. I'm saying I want you all to start instilling that in your church immediately. You're going to help mamas out, help daddies out, you know, help our grandchildren, help our children. You know the attack is on. That's ministry, isn't it? Many going to cry out, I'm free. I'm free. Many going to cry out, I'm free. They'll be set free. Many don't know what's happening to them. Man, you know, they don't know what happened to them. Many adults don't know what the joy of salvation is. But we're going to stop that. We're going to get that generation going. Now, the Lord spoke to me about this week. I don't know what all the ways he's going to go with this. But there are keys or principles or revelation that will teach you how to keep your ministry abiding in the supernatural power of God. How to keep your ministry abiding in the supernatural power of God. Now, before I turn to the scripture, I may need to turn to it. Let me turn to it because I got some words I want to give you. Some opening I want to give you, but let me turn to a very familiar passage of scripture there in Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. You might make a note or subtopic or just something to remind you what we're doing because I'm going to get into it this morning. The importance of developing a strong prayer life. Now, I tell you, intercessors in the church are praying preachers. I got it on my phone. You want to go get it? No, I ain't going to go get it. Yeah, them women up at 3 o'clock in the morning praying. Preacher might pray at 9, 10, 11, 12, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 p.m. Now, that don't make no spiritual sense for a preacher to be praying after 12 o'clock. That don't make no sense to me at all. You're not that busy. Right. Come on. Yeah. Come on, and so we have what you call fake prayer life. Yeah. We praying and begging. Yeah. Prayer is supposed to be a communication with God. Yes, that he answer your prayer before you ask for it. Yeah. I get most of my stuff answered before I got to get a chance to pray for it. Because I'm always talking with it. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. So, you know, so Acts 6:4 says, but we will give ourselves continue to prayer and to the ministry of the word and not going to let no other business take us over. That's what they were saying. You see, if we give ourselves to prayer, continually to prayer, and to the ministry of the word. You with me? The NIV said, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Notice prayer comes before ministry of the word. Right? The Living Bible says, watch what the Living Bible says. Then we can spend our time in prayer, preaching and teaching. And I like the Good News translation. We ourselves then will give our full time to prayer and the work of preaching. We ourselves, we got to do it ourselves. You see, full time ministry, we think is without having a job. Sitting at the house, getting up at 11 o'clock, praying a little sugar-coated prayer, running up down the street, going to every hospital you remember in. And you can't be ripping and running like that. Send somebody else. Another scripture we want to look at is in 1 Corinthians. And I'll be dealing with this in all the morning service. 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. 14 and 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. I know what he goes on to say. For no man understandeth him. Now, I like this last part. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. You see that? And then, 1 Corinthians 14 and 8. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than y'all. Wow. Wow. Prayer is how to commit thy work unto the Lord. Then Proverbs 16, with me a minute. Proverbs 16, and we'll get off the going here. Hallelujah. How many of y'all have any prayer guilt? Prayer guilt. You know, like guilty, judge, bam, guilt. Both of y'all lying. Prayer guilt. You ain't praying like you should. Prayer guilt. You know what guilty mean? Guilty mean I stole something. Now, let me ask that question again. How many of y'all got guilt about your prayer? See, the rest of y'all lie. Go ahead and lie. Yeah, you see, because so Smith Wigglesworth was praying 4 hours, and the man, he asked the man, what else can I do? He said, pray seven. Are you following me?
Yes,
there in Proverbs 16, 1, it said, a preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Then the third verse go on and tell you, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts should be what?
Established.
Hallelujah. You notice that? And then in the ninth verse there, and that Sam opened it, it says, a man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. You see that? We need to meditate those verses. It's real powerful. See, through prayer, the power of conviction comes through prayer. Your spirit is not able to push the word if you have not prayed properly. You cannot preach with conviction. You cannot teach with conviction. You can have an explanation, but the bead of the power or the presence or the breath of the Holy Spirit would not be on what you're saying. Unless you spend time. Your private time caused you to hit the ball in the public. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of time we think we're under conviction, but we're under emotion. Because nobody getting nothing but you. You thought you done preached the word. but it wasn't the Spirit of God, not like he should be, because you're not strong enough in your inner man. And you haven't made enough contact with the Spirit of God to have the right type of conviction for that text you're trying to use. The text too heavy for your anointing. Wow. Wow. The scripture you're trying to preach too heavy for too heavy for your submission. You haven't surrendered enough to preach it. And like I say, you fool yourself. You're under conviction. You're not under conviction. You're under emotion. Because you got a few rhymes, you said a few nice things, but yet it don't convey the power, the glory, and the anointing of God as it should. We're talking about supernatural ministry now. So the power of conviction comes through prayer. And what it would do, if you look at Romans 4:21, it brings people to full persuasion. that what he has promised in his word, he is able to perform. Only conviction can do that. You see, not a conversation, conviction. And then in 2 Chronicles 7:14, who knew what that said? Yes, yeah. Turn there quickly, 2 Chronicles. I'll be going fast because I ain't got them on eight time, I don't believe. I mean, seven, eight? I don't know how many times I got. Your ministry, you had 2 Chronicles? Your ministry cannot remain common. It must be celebrated in heaven. If your ministry is not celebrated in heaven, it's going to remain common. And you can walk with the crowd. If my people would just call by my name. See, talking about praying again. Speaking in tongues is the language of glory. It's a heavenly communication. It's language of the realm of heaven. It is spirit talk. It is a language that link up with the glory of God. Praying in the spirit, it put us in tune with his heart and mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, nobody like to hear what they're not doing. It is cold talking, assigned to each believer to provide, listen, secured communication with the Lord. A special language, it's a cord that cannot be intercepted, understood, or subverted by the enemy. Then again, its true nature and purpose is to connect us with the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, with that in mind, let's begin to see. Now, notice what Paul said. I thank God I pray with tongue more than you all. As one of Paul's major secrets of his ministry. That's why God used him so much. You wonder why God not using you more? You're not praying in the spirit enough. Praying in the spirit or praying in tongue is the entrance into the supernatural. See, go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. Go back and look at it again. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, and I feel heat up here. Coming all up my leg, heat. Because it's something about to happen. See, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries,
yes,
secrets, hidden things.
Yes.
It is beneficial praying in tongues because it is the gateway into the spirit realm.
Yes.
Open the gate, man. Open the gate on your ministry. Get the gate open. It is the gateway into the spirit realm. You listening? It unlocks the spirit world. Praying in the spirit unlocks the spirit world, man. It unlocks mysteries and secret and hidden things. Unlock the anointing. Unlock revelation. Revelation 1:10, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. That's when you see things. You remember how much you thought seeing in Revelation, thought hearing things, couldn't explain? Anybody won't be in no normal ministry. Read the scripture and somebody pray and sing three songs, the Sam song you've been singing since 1914. Nobody got a new song. Nobody hearing nothing. Nobody getting a bullet when the man of God is preaching. Nobody getting a bullet and sing a new song. Now, I'm just going to cut you. Most of your worship is stale as a donut that nobody never ate and don't want it. You've been there for years. You got mold on that donut. You're going to have to, you got to beat them praises into real live worship. And I'll tell you what, if one don't do it, switch them out. Get somebody else who want to do it. You can't be scared and pastor a church if you want to get your people into the flow. As long as Satan can keep you from praying in the spirit, as you should, he can keep you away from the miraculous. He'll flat make you constipated in the spirit. And X-lack won't work. The only thing that can loosen your spirit is praying in tongues. Notice now, howbeit in the spirit, when you pray in tongue, you are automatically in the spirit. Hallelujah. Don't let me get there by myself. Paul here was stating that God is in the spirit, isn't it? Matter of fact, God is the spirit. And when we pray in tongue, we are in the spirit where God dwells. Yeah. Y'all was preaching this good. Y'all would want people to give y'all more amen and stuff. If y'all ever was preaching this good, you know. If y'all ever was preaching this good. Y'all would want the people to tell y'all amen. Yes, sir. I receive. In other words, a handful of money, yeah. $100 bill and check with it. My goodness. I respect money. That's a $126 check and a handful of $100 bills. Now, in other words, you start praying in tongue, you're entering God's miracle zone. We're in the spirit. When we're in the spirit, we're where God dwells. And praying in tongue enter us into God's miracle zone. Are you there? So now, mark this, because I'm about to go to another point. Mark this, tongue is the entrance into the supernatural. Anytime you will go in the supernatural, yelolo bashakata. I just got there. I'm there, that quick. See. Now, we often read texts in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, you know, like when Peter was in jail, Acts 12 said the church was consistent in prayer for him. You remember that? Yeah. Other time, you remember Paul and Solomon was locked up and they was singing praise and prayed. What do you think? How do you think they were praying? Praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. When these guys said, we'll give ourselves to prayer in the ministry, what do you think they were saying? This is a New Testament church. See, praying in the spirit is the New Testament prayer. And so if you read it without your imagination, you read it without understanding, you just think they're praying like everybody else. No, these guys are emphasizing we're praying in an unknown tongue, and we're not speaking in the men, and we can't get in a jam. Satan can't lock my ministry up. He can't shut the gate. He can't shut the door, and he can't shut me down because I'm in God's presence. As soon as you start praying in the Holy Ghost, you go straight into God's presence. It's a direct line. If you don't know the value of it, you know, you just say some words, gibberish words, just say it, you know, 20, 25 minutes, but you don't know the value of it. So now you're not listening. You're just talking. You're talking, but you're not listening. My major ministry comes from time and praying in prayer. I learned that from my spiritual father. He prayed in tongue. I know that's where he got his message from. There in the book of Acts, you remember when they got baptized with the Holy Ghost, it brought on a new scene, didn't it? Stick with me. Stick with me. It's embarrassing not to pray enough. It's it embarrasses your ministry. You embarrass yourself when you're standing in the pulpit and ain't got no power. You embarrass yourself. You got to depend on somebody saying amen. No, I don't. I'm already hooked. Change your atmosphere. God dog it, change it. Praying in tongue is a direct line to God. Hallelujah. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. It's a direct line. So let us see if we can say it this way. Tongue, or praying in the spirit, when I say that, I mean praying in the spirit, is your hotline to God. Now, you in ministry, you were pastoring. Do you ever need a hotline? Absolutely. Are you never a pastor? You need a hotline. You got a situation you don't know how to handle. But you get on that line. Get on that line, that hotline, and God answers you directly back. It's private. No party on it. Nobody you know. It's you and God. Most preachers praying on a party line. See, on Saturday night, the line be real busy. You can't get through. You better pray in tongues. Get your own line. So Paul is here revealing us a direct line. Listen to me. I'm going to say a word. People don't have respect for it. A direct line to the Almighty. See, we say words like that, like Almighty, and we just take Almighty. That means he got all might. That means all power is in his hand. That means all answers are in his hand. That means all victory is in his hand. That means all deliverance in his hand. He's the Almighty God. He's not a regular God. We don't serve a God that can't talk. We don't serve a God that cannot deal with impossibility. He's Almighty God. I say he is Almighty God. And you see, we kind of curve. And if you're not in the spirit, you hear that word Almighty, it becomes church talk. But when you're in the spirit, you get ready to fly. And it changes things. We must come to grip to know that praying in the spirit gives you an audience with God like nothing else will. And when you have that audience with God, oh my, miracles will flow. Miracles will flow. Miracles will flow. Anytime a man or a woman have audience with God, directly connected to God, God cannot, will not be normal. That'll take him off his throne. He got to do something out of the ordinary. Now the word said no one understand him. This means that Satan does not understand when you pray in the spirit. He know what you're doing, but he can't understand what you're saying. And it just vexed the hell out of him. I just tell you the truth. It just vexed the hell out of him. He gets so hot. You know, you see him sometimes like a dragon with smoke come out of his nose. He just gets so hot. When a minister start praying a whole lot in tongue, the smoke start coming out of his nose. It vexed the hell out of him. Then he, at that time, now I feel something will happen here this morning. This is the first thing. I sense the Spirit of God. All this praying I've been doing, something got to come out. At that time, when you're praying in the Spirit, watch this now, and I want you to take the importance of this. He is helpless to sabotage your prayer. He's screaming. Demons are screaming. They are hollering. Say, we can't stop him here now. We can't stop him no more. We don't know what she's saying. We know she's talking to God. And we can't dip in. Can't set your trap. There's a scripture over there in Hebrews 4:16. Is that the right one? Let us therefore come boldly. Huh? Look at this. Return this scripture with me, preacher. Y'all got to tell us, don't want your Bible. Y'all make everybody use their Bible. Turn. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find what?
Grace.
The help when? Boldly, boldly. I think praying in tongues is the most bold prayer you can pray. Because you don't know what you're praying yourself. We're actually getting you out of the way. So tongue is the believer's direct access to the throne room. Direct. Praying in the spirit, and this type of praying, not only is it a direct access to the throne room, but it's speaking divine mysteries, divine codes and secrets. Yeah. Be it in the spirit. Yeah. He speaks mysteries. What? Notice the word mysteries. What it mean? You have some multiplied meaning of spiritual mysteries you're speaking. Hidden things. Divine secrets. Coded language. Secret will or plan. PLAN. Secret counsel that govern God in dealing with the situation. Secret counsel that govern God in dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but planned to the godly. Knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to the righteous. That's what's going on when you're praying in the spirit. You listening? Therefore, when you pray in tongue, secret or plans will be made known to you. That's how your ministry progress. You've moved on it before Satan knows. To contest you. It's in it. The demon go back and say, God, they already got it built. They already got their breakthrough. The girl already healed. All her debts is already wiped out. She got it while she was praying in tongues. God showed her a secret. In other words, listen to this. Some translations say high, hidden thing, divine secret, coded language, secret truth. But in the ordinary sense, a mystery implies knowledge withheld. You got your shout glow?
Yeah.
When you pray in tongue or in the spirit, you are declaring the secrets of God. Well, you didn't take that right. You're not really seeing this. I'm gonna stop. We're gonna have a little session where we pray in tongue a few minutes because y'all need help. Because listen what he says. We need help here. I'm not gonna let this. Be dumped in the ditch here. Listen, when you're praying in tongue, you're declaring the secrets of God. You say, "Oh, I already knew that, Reverend." Why you ain't praying more?
Come on.
You know, I can't understand how a preacher gonna pray at 1 p.m.
Come on.
I sure don't want him to pass to me. He's not alert. He just worse than me. I need to pray for him. But the lady said, he got to bed at 11 o'clock and had some eggs. They ended up in the pulpit belching. That's where all that groaning and humming came from. Yeah. Nothing to say. When you're praying in tongue, watch this. I'm declaring the secrets of God. I'm in another category. Not only that, now listen. I've been helped by many ministers, which will impart blessings and impact in your life when you pray in the Spirit. Imparted blessing. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I remember when I first read this, I do a lot of reading. When I first read this statement, you're prophesying your God-ordained future. Why are you praying in tongues? Now, I try to explain. I can't fully explain, but now this week I'll be able to get it out. Why my yokes are so easy. Why I never struggled in ministry. How I've had such great success down through the years. I haven't found a man hungrier than me yet in the spirit. I haven't found him. I know there's some out there, but I haven't found one as hungry as I am. In other words, and then I got proof how, you know, how much time I spend. I got three of my sons here. They'll tell you. That's almost 24 hours a day. If I'm up, and in my uptime, I'm in God's face. I don't have nothing else I want. Your ministry stay on the same level a long time because you're not hungry enough. Even the man who drank whiskey know better than that. There's a commercial that come on TV, that man with the beard and the white hat. He says, stay thirsty, my friend. The world know better than us. Jesus said, he that thirsts, in the 7th chapter of John. Jesus said, he that thirsts, come to me and drink. Isaiah 55 said, come without money. You don't have to have no money to drink. Time with God is free. Time with God is free, and listen to me, it'll set your ministry free. Because you can't spend time with God and not get blessed. You can't spend time with God and not find out how to deal with this. You can't spend time with God and your ministry don't expand. See, we're not talking about this shoot your dice prayer. Didn't hit. No. We're talking about prayer that's persistent and pressing. And like Jacob, I'm not going to turn you loose until you bless me. Woo, my God. What power that God gave the man. That man can catch a hold of him and tell him, I'm not turning you loose. I put you in remembrance of your word. You said you was going to do this. Now I'm not leaving until you do it. And God love it. God love it. People scared to do it. That's a $500 check. People scared to do it, you know. I got to following Fred Price and lost some of my friends. I got talking crazy like Fred, you know. It wasn't really crazy. It was just he holding God. He said, I pray. If something, that's another $500 check. I'm going to hold you accountable, God. Man left my house. Told his wife, said, let's go. I said, if God don't do this, I'm holding him accountable. He said, what'd you say? I said, as a Baptist preacher, I said, I'm holding him accountable. Him and I were friends for a long time. He says, let's go. He left. But you know what God did? Made him, after about 8 years, brought me a bag of money. He brought me a bag of money, not going to do a bag of money and some books, and told me, he said, now this is the man left. He said, he just died a few weeks ago. He says, there's plenty more where that come from. No, I ain't got money coming and all this stuff right now. Here's a man that brought me a bag of money. A bag of money, broke as I was? Jesus Christ. I thought I'd gone to heaven, man, Jesus Christ. Some of y'all can stay in a bag right now. I'm trying to tell you how to get a bag of money. You listen to me? Papa got a brand new bag. That was Jan Brown said, ain't no holes in it. Listen, you would devote your time to prayer if you recognize that you're prophesying, come on, your ordained future. So why, that's a $1,400 check, why some of our futures have not been bright? I'm talking to a lot of people on the internet too. Some of our future have not been bright. We haven't prophesied to it enough. See, $100 bills do. We haven't prophesied to it enough. You see, one of the things, I'm going to tell you, can I train y'all?
Yes,
I got my intercessors here. Some of them know what happened. But you see, the reason I know that woman was out of order, she was screaming when everybody was sowing.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
She's walking through the soil, hollering at the top of her voice, but she ain't sowed a seed. The floor, and I know she cut some people off because people were sowing a large money. Large money was being sold. But she was just screaming. She just didn't know. She don't understand. You understand me? I'm not going to hurt her. You know I'm not going to hurt her. But she just didn't know, and I got to stop it. Because, see, the further you get in the supernatural, the more destructive Satan come against the atmosphere. And that's why most preachers don't want to go because they're scared something's going to happen. Something is going to happen. Something always going to happen. When you start, Satan ain't going to just stand around and let you get on up all in that deep. He going to try you. So you got to be doing this. So you can be ready for him. Did I stop or watch you holler? No. The Holy Ghost didn't tell me to stop. Could have hurt some other people. After many days. I couldn't understand that. I was a young Baptist preacher. I said, the God ain't saying nothing wrong. These are the man of the Most High God. Why would they mess with that God? See, I ain't know nothing about no demon. I said, why? That's a nice God. Everything look nice. Not nice. And if you're not praying in the Spirit, you're going to take something and think it's nice, and you're going to be in trouble. Are you following me? Everybody talking about Jesus ain't believing at that time. I was with a preacher one time. He was kind of green. Him and I was at an eating place. We came out and getting in the car. One lady woke up. Good looking lady. How y'all doing? So we're doing fine, ma'am. Then she started talking a little crazy. I said, ma'am, we're ministers of the gospel. She got crazy.
Yeah.
So he didn't understand. He sheltered all his life at home and just come up to be a preacher. He'd never been in the street. So he said, man, that's a nice lady. I said, man, that's a whore. Shut your mouth. That woman trying to trap us, trying to kill our ministry. You don't know who that is. That you can look on the outside. I saw that woman on the inside. That woman trying to want us to be an adulterer. Jesus. Nice lady. You better know nice ladies from that's $2,150. You better know nice ladies from whole. Anybody can put a nice dress on. He said, man, and he won't talk. I said, but get in the car, man. Now, listen to the other thing. Sit down. Listen to the other thing. Now, these meetings ain't got no time frame.
Right. We here.
Yeah. What you come to town for? You ain't come here to be riding around shopping and all that.
Yeah.
You shop when I stop.
Yeah.
By praying in the Spirit. Now, we're talking about, wait a minute, let me flip back to tell you what we're talking about. How to keep your ministry abiding in the supernatural power of God, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we just talked about you are prophesying your God-ordained future. You haven't been lacking your future? You haven't been lacking what's going on in your ministry? You let Satan prophesy. You didn't prophesy. See, I never let him get ahead of me like that. Now, you'll find out, I'll say Paul's secret, I am what I am by the grace of God. So when I say that, I'm not talking about me. Because sometime during this ministry conference, I'm going to teach you how to use the power of your infirmity. See, that's one of my secrets. See, I walk in my infirmity, but you don't see them. Because my infirmity is turning into an anointing. All right? So I'm going to give you another one now. By praying in the spirit, you are making a path, P-A-T-H, of blessing and power for you to walk in and enjoy. By praying in the spirit, not only are you all praying your all day and future, but you're making a path of blessing and power for you to walk in and enjoy. Amen. Amen. You got any struggle? You can't get your ministry off the ground? That's why God sent you here. Pray in the spirit till you cut a path. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your ministry in the supernatural. Praying in the spirit is drawing secrets to life of complicated issues. Secrets of complicated issues. Things that you can't seem to get a wrap on in your personal life, in your ministry, in your assignment. That secret will come to you and you'll know exactly what to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ever dealt with any complicated things in life?
Yes, sir.
In your ministry?
Yes, sir.
Tongue have no respect for them.
Yes, sir.
Praying in the spirit have no respect for them.
Yes.
Praying in the spirit will go around it, go behind it, give you the answer, and knock it out the way.
Yes.
Jesus said, that's what Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Then over in Isaiah said, you know, with stammering lip and other tongue, you enter into a rest and a refreshing. That's how I stay fresh. That's how I stay rested. Praying in the spirit. Huh? Yeah, yeah, I pray in tongues. I pray an hour a day. Ha, ha, ha. Satan work more than an hour a day. So praying in tongues is prophesying your God-ordained future. Praying in tongues is prophesying and praying out God's plans for your life. That's supernatural. I said that's supernatural. Now this one, ministers need to have this. And I want to ponder here a minute. Praying in tongues or praying in the spirit is knowledge, counsel, and secrets withheld from the wicked.
All right.
Praying in tongues, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Is knowledge, say it, knowledge.
Knowledge.
Counsel.
Counsel.
Oh my God. Counsel. Divine counsel. Divine insight. Divine wisdom. Divine understanding. My, my, my. Praying in the spirit is knowledge, counsel, and secret withheld from the wicked. They don't know where you're going. They don't know what you're doing. You jump out there on a project and call it in. Not afraid. And the wicked one say, you out of your mind. God told you to do it. Whatever God told you to do it, he back you up. Y'all don't listen to me. Some of y'all are going to stay small all your life. And you're going to just be around there talking about, can I find a building? You know what I'm saying? It's all your life. Can I find a building? Can I find it? Can I find it? No, 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 no. Pray in the spirit and the building going to find you. This land found me. I was minding my own business. This land come knocking on my door. A white gentleman came. And said, Reverend, I don't have nothing to do. One time I did something with him on a committee. He wanted me to sign up. But this man come out. He said, Reverend, I want you to have this land. He says, don't worry about the money. We'll work it out. That's how we're sitting on 600 acres of land.
Yeah.
The land come looking for me. Then I'm asking, well, what the world I'm going to do with all this land? I asked the Lord, I'm going to drive me. You know, I'm going to be driving to church. And then finally after he got tired of my vexing him with this land, he said, the land is in my plan. Left it alone. They're going to hit all of us up here.
Yeah.
Money follow money.
Yes,
money don't come to people with broke consciousness.
Yeah. Yes,
you better get rid of it. Money don't come to people who got bill consciousness. You better get rid of it. You don't have to get rid of the bill. Get rid of the consciousness, and that'll take care of the bill. That's where I'll never be broke another day in my life came from. You got to get rid of it. My wife and I were watching, and say a poverty spirit will destroy a man. Spirit. Now, these secret councils that... My, I feel a Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Hey, glory to God. I'm preaching myself happy. These secret councils that govern God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but planned to the godly. Secret council. I've had many. Secret council. Praying in the Holy Ghost. God said, as he told John in the book of Revelation, write. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, write this down. That thing drills so many holes, that one statement. Drills so many holes in my ministry. All I do when I get around somebody and the Lord says, say it, I say it. It's secret. And we must keep repeating this because ministers need to know this. Knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to you. Are you getting that?
Yes, sir.
Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Look there a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'm getting help.
I
know you know some things. I know you have preached a few sermons. I'm not overly concerned about what you have preached. This week I want to deal with you and be a blessing to you. I'll go on and say it. I'll go off and say it. Let me talk like Louisiana. I'll go off and say it.
Yeah.
I'll go off and say it. Talk like I talk in Louisiana. I don't know no ministry no successful than mine.
Amen.
Yeah, but you don't have all the members. I ain't say I ain't know nobody who got more members than me.
That's right.
I said successful. And I'm not just talking about, listen to what I'm saying, because this is where some of y'all get locked in. I'm not just talking about everything paid for. Cars, house, land, church, nursery, everything paid for. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when I need power. I'm talking about when I need a revelation. I'm talking about when I need the hand of the Lord to be upon me. I'm talking about when I'm carried by the Spirit in the valley of dry bones. We'll get to Ezekiel 40 this week. He's one of the characters. Joshua 1, Ezekiel 1, Paul 1, and Daniel. We'll deal with Daniel tonight. Characters that walking in the supernatural. What it took for them to do what they did. You got to know how to stand before kings and lion too. And all of them obey you. So we're not just talking about material things. That's the minute things in the spirit. Should have been had them a long time ago. We're talking about soaring with the wings of an eagle. When other birds scatter the storm, the eagle looking for the storm. Because the eagle knows a secret. The eagle knows he can lock his wing and the storm will carry him. Good God Almighty, I want to preach, but I'm not. You don't want to be a bird. All the birds flocking together, they're scared of the storm, and they got to be in an organization that control them. They're competitive, and you can't correct something in their life unless they go jump to another organization. You ain't ready for an opossum. You ready for an opossum. First Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. That's Dr. Forbes, that's a $2,000 check. In 1 Corinthians 2:7, it said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. See that? Even, oh my, hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So if we don't get there, if we don't get into the hidden wisdom and the mystery of wisdom, we're not going to get into the glory. That's what he's saying. The plan, P-L-A-N, is the wisdom of God, and it is hidden, listen, for the believer, not from the believer. But you have to pray in the spirit to get there. Enough. Enough. You listening? When you discover the plan of God, then you have uncovered the wisdom of God. The plan of God for your ministry is in his wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. See? Count it all joy. Now that's a scripture with me. So count it. When you fall in various, James 1, you know. Count it all joy, my brother, when you fall in various trials. I said, count it all joy. I'm falling in various trials and temptation. How you do that? Then he said, knowing this. The trying of your faith. Work is patience. Let patience have a perfect work. Then he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. See? Sometime God permits you to get in the jam. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. He wants you to operate in the gym of his mercy. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah, God got an exercise room. Yeah. You got grace in that room, mercy, and every now and then you got to go there. Yeah. And if you don't know how to lift nothing, in the spirit, you ain't gonna get nothing. We all worry about our size and running to the gym and ripping and running all the time, you know, trying to eat this and not eat that and all that stuff. And then your skin is a bony belonging on your spirit because you ain't spending enough time praying. I know nobody here. I'm talking to somebody on the internet. Paul said we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. How are you going to do that? By praying in the Holy Ghost. Listen, my friend. Sit down. Listen, my friend. Listen, my friend. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. By praying in the Holy Ghost, we get step by step plans that leads to the overall plan. Now I'm speaking from 43 years of experience of good time in ministry. Have I been challenged? Absolutely. But the challenge, every challenge made me stronger. But something happened to me. I'm so grateful. When I got born again, I came straight out the street, straight into God. And I mean all up in God. I mean, when I got saved, I was hungry as soon as I got saved. I pick up the Bible when I got saved, never put it down. Haven't put it down to the day. Day and night. Just saw like a hook on dope. I just can't. I got to get a hit. I passed by my study, you know. I was going to the kitchen. Turn on in. Some of y'all kept going to the kitchen. I see that. By praying in the Holy Ghost, we get step-by-step plans that leads to the overall plan. Again, and that's a repeat, and it's good for preaching, you know, and teaching, you know. Tongue, praying in the spirit, is entrance into the realm of the spirit, the miraculous zone. Now, you know, I've said that already. If you listen to the tape, I've said that. But the Lord want to emphasize that. The miraculous zone. Everybody say the miraculous zone. Miraculous. My ministry. is going right now in the miraculous zone. Something
good
will happen in my ministry. I can't explain. Now you're in the zone. That's the zone. That's the zone. The opportunity to come. Zones. Opportunity going to come. Now understand why we're here. I'm not just teaching and preaching. There's a mantle and impartation going on. See. Look at Ephesians 3:16. Praying in tongues is strengthening your inner man with might. Now, there's another word, mighty God, might. And see, that's a powerful word there. That comes from the God Almighty. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. My God, that's expensive, isn't it? To the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit, capital S, in the inner man, by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost get in your spirit and give you Holy Ghost strength. That's why the Bible says he baptized you with fire and the Holy Ghost. The Wilmot translation says, he worded like this, to grant you in accordance with the wealth of his glorious perfection, to be strengthened by his spirit with power penetrating to your innermost being. Hey. Hallelujah. Listen to that again. To grant you in accordance with the wealth of his glory. Now, let me put a pen. Where that scripture at? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That brought my spirit to the attention of that verse. It's saying that there's a wealth in the spirit beyond silver and gold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's true.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And for ministers who are connected with me, I don't want you to see the outside of me. You see, my cause and my house are manifestation. Of what? You remember Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration in the 17th chapter of Matthew? He said, I'm going to take them boys over here. I'm going to show them the real me. They have seen me multiply bread and stuff like that, but they haven't seen where I'm coming from. So when he got up on that mountain, the inside came on the outside, and the glory came. Wow, when the glory come. When the glory start coming out in a ministry, when the glory start coming out in a man of God, when the glory start coming out of a woman of God, it'll cause the law of attraction. I start attracting good things to him. Must understand, one move of glory is not enough. The disciples still didn't catch on. Moses and Elijah appeared. It's in the Bible. And see, because of their lack of understanding, the Lord was showing them how to flow. They won't build three tabernacles. Always won't build something. Got your mind always on building. No, flow. Flow in the building to come. The building haven't come because you haven't flowed. Don't hold on money up, girl. You got money, come on. Don't hold on money up. I like to make ministers mad when I say that, you know. Say, look at him. I don't hold no money up. Let the money flow. When the money starts flowing, just let it flow. That's $1,000 check. You ain't got to be putting them on one finger yet. Bring it on up here. That's your breakthrough. See, Philip, I took counsel with my MVBs on the phone. When I had to make that correction, y'all saw that correction? I took counsel with them about it, and they said various things. Philip said, maybe because you backed off, that's Philip right there, maybe because you backed off that they can do what they want with money coming. It made a whole lot of anger came over me. When I come to your church this year, there's going to be some money moving, partner, because I'm telling you, God done showed me some more stuff. I repented, asked him to forgive me. See, sometimes you don't know what you're saying. I told Phil, oh, no, it's probably not that. But when I got Every one of those guys who spoke, they had a point that I had to get on to deal with for this year of 2015. I don't even know what year. When you got money, you don't even need to know what year it is. You ain't got nobody to pay. You know, I just trying to keep up with Sunday. I got to come to church, but sometimes I don't know what year it is. You know, I ain't proud of it, but I just don't care. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to this voice one more time. To grant you in accordance with the wealth of his glorious perfection, to be strengthened by his spirit with power. Watch it now. Penetrating to your innermost being. Now to strengthen, you don't mean to make strong, right? It also means to increase in strength and force. So what Paul is saying, when you pray in tongue, everybody say when you pray in tongue, you are strengthening or fortifying your spirit man with might. And finally he get full. Finally he got to come out. Finally he got to manifest. You do know the Holy Ghost is bigger than your spirit, right? So you keep praying in the Holy Ghost, your spirit can't hold him. What come next? Manifestation and demonstration. You got a tank full. You got the dope. The reason we're going to get some manifestation, we don't fill a tank. We out just with some worldly strategy trying to get it done. Because we saw Joe Blow do it. Get behind a tree, man, and pray in tongues. I run with some of the biggest boys that in ministry, and they didn't know what I was doing. They don't look like they know what I was doing. Yeah. Well, next time they saw me, I came flying. Yes, one just couldn't take it. He said, "Man, can I ask you a question?" He said, "Well, where you come from? We've been out here all this time, honey, and here you come flying through the air talking about money coming."
Yeah.
I said, "The Lord told me to come, man."
Yes,
so the word might is D-U-N-A-M-I-S. And it means miracle power and explosive power.
Yes.
Sit down. Somebody says 12 o'clock, I'm ready to eat. Sit down. You ain't eating now. I got one. I got, what, one, two more, three, four more days. I got so much to say to you, man. I want to share. Miracle power. Explosive power. Is in my ministry now. My ministry
will never
be the same anymore. I'm receiving this thing, man. You see, you don't only have a teacher. See, I talk about prosperity. See, a lot of people trying to teach prosperity, but they don't have it. One of the things in correcting that young man, he up there talking about money coming. Do he have any money? No, he ain't got no money. No, he ain't got no money. Now, I won't hurt him, but then I find out he's a hoe. They put him out of camp for being a whore. You think God going to show you all this? About, I see this. You ain't seen nothing. Wagging women's head in the meeting. Got the woman by the head. Just screwing her head all around and fell on the floor with her. Then I noticed he whispering all the pretty woman's ear. They got a good shape. A big old woman come, he just hit on her. Cute. I told that boy, don't mess with me. The more you pray in the spirit, the more you are increasing a spiritual force on the inside of you. Now, Jude tell us about that, you see. Jude tell us in the 19th verse, most people are separated to their senses in ministry. But he said, beloved, building yourself up, what, praying in the Holy Ghost? Building yourself what? Something's happening on the inside when you're praying in the spirit. You're building. Everybody say building.
Build.
You're building. See what we see outside manifestation. And so my wife and I are talking. And she always said, we sit down by the fireplace. She said, they're going for the outside. They're going for your car. They're going for your suits. They're going for the money you're talking about. They're going for that. They don't see. They don't see where you came from. They wasn't there when you were in the trenches. They don't even know who brought you out. Are you following me? And so I want every ministry here to become constructive spiritually instead of being destructive. Time will come. The time will come that all your needs will be met. But listen to me very closely now, because I'm going to share some nuggets with you. The process and the progress must work together. The progress cannot ever get ahead of the process. The process is preparing you properly for the progress. You understand? And if you ever get to the progress before you're finished in the process, you're going to fail. Can't handle it. You can't handle it. See? I'm so glad for the process. I'm so glad for the people who came against me. Try to shut me down. I thank God for them. They made me stronger. And they made me where I'm going to last longer. I know how to fight. Not them. Fight the good fight of faith. Satan sent some of them. God permitted the others. What are you going to do now? You going to turn to me? Yes, sir. I don't know anything else to do. That's part of my infirmities. Yes, I need grace, me. Yes, do you need grace?
Yes,
maybe you're too good a preacher. Maybe no, maybe you are so smart, you know.
No,
I need grace, me.
Need
the more you pray in the spirit, the more you are increasing in spiritual force on the inside of you. The more you pray in tongues, the more, listen class, the more explosive power and miraculous power is growing on the inside of you. See, I feel that it's dropping on dull ears somewhat, because y'all so used to teaching. The Lord's going to have to act up here. You know the Lord to show off, right? Huh? He spoiled principality and power. And made a show of it. Yeah, and anybody make a peacock? You ever saw a peacock? God was flat showing off. Y'all ain't never seen a. Y'all got to go somewhere to see a really pretty one. You can't go to them little zoos, little play where they. That's just a little normal bird there. I'm talking about a pretty peacock. God, rainbow. You ever look at that channel with a different animal and the color on them things? God is a flat shore. He told you in Jeremiah 33:9 he won't show off through you. Write that down so you can look at it when you get in the room and run around, hit the wall a couple of times. He want to show off through you. That's all God doing in my life, showing off. See, look, he's the Lord's one in the class. Look at him. Look at him. My classmate said, God, Doug, what happened? Two different worlds. They in the educated world. I'm in the spirit world. They can be where I am, but I ain't got no mind to be where they are. I ain't got time for no geometry and stuff. I ain't got no money to count. Rack my brain with trigonometry and ain't got no money. What trig doing? What good to me know about a trig and the square and all that stuff? I need to know. I need to have some green. Them deep people, you know. Real deep. explosive power, miraculous power. Oh, my goodness. I have to say something. It's going to hurt. And if it don't, see, when somebody says something, don't get mad if it don't fit you. But if it fits you, really get mad. I'm about to say something. Some of you all are not fit for ministry. Now, I'm going to say it in a nice way in a few minutes, but I just want to kind of get you, who you talking to? I'm just fixing him. Are you? Some of y'all are not fit for ministry. Let me tell you why. Praying in tongue keep you spiritually fit. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, I tell you, in the LTMA, ain't nobody going to stand around me and ain't going to pray.
Right,
then you ain't going to be wasting my time because I'm talking on another level and you ain't praying.
Yes,
you can't, you don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm talking mystery and you're still in English.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's why we got all the LTMA members. They, under their leader, they're turning their prayer and we're text praying.
Yes,
so we can be strong,
yes,
in the Lord,
yes,
and the power of his might.
Yes, sir.
We need to take that armor. We can take that armor.
Yeah.
Praying in the spirit, or praying in tongue, keep your spirit to fit. I'm going to go a few more minutes. You listening?
Yes,
can y'all listen a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
Praying in tongue, or praying in the spirit, is praying things that are, that has been concealed,
yeah,
to be revealed.
Yeah.
Okay. Sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. I want you to get this. I want you to go over these things.
Yes, sir.
See, praying in the spirit, didn't I say it?
Yes, sir.
Is praying things that has been concealed to be revealed. If you don't pray in tongue, it's going to stay concealed.
Yes, sir.
And it was your way out.